Welcome and greetings, dear friends and listeners, to this latest episode of Emma's House Music. Once again offering a personal listener's digest of great indie pop tracks released in the last 1 or 2 months. Once again, we've got 6 new tracks and at the end of the show, 1 old favorite lined up for you. If this episode will be somewhat shorter than usual, it's not for lack of listenable songs, but because the bands we've picked have refused to record anything going on for longer than 2.5 minutes, which is a good thing, and it gives me a chance to tell you that recently I spent a few days in the UK and went on a beautiful day trip to Brighton. So when last week the entirely ungoogleable band Fresh released a new song called Going to Brighton, it was pretty obvious it would end up on this show. So here it is, Going to Brighton by Fresh. Going to Brighton by London four-piece Fresh from their upcoming second album Withdraw, which is out in June on Specialist Subject Records. Even though you're going to hear what I'm pretty sure is a harp sound in a minute, our next band is also a little bit on the punky side of indie pop. Panic Pocket are a duo from London who started out last year and quickly made a name for themselves on the UK DIY scene. After a few self-released tracks, their first proper EP comes out this week on Reckless Yes Records. You're going to hear the lead track of it, which is Panic Pocket's take on today's still male-dominated working world. Here's The Boss.
Do you think that you're improving my morale? Are you helping me to do my fucking job? Is this going to impact on my career? Are you helping me to earn more cash? Your face is pink and kinda sad. I can see you gearing up to be mad. Cause you're the boss. You wear a suit and tie. You're the fucking worst. You make me
congratulations on your masculine power trips.
Panic Pocket, Dissing the Boss here, from their debut EP called Never Gonna Happen, out now on Reckless Yes Records. After the last few shows took us around the indie pop world, more or less, we are pretty much stuck in the UK and US for this one, with the one exception coming up, a European Dutch-German collaboration called Nah. That would be N-A-H with an ellipsis at the end. They are Stella Rosa and Sebastian Voss, who started making music together last year by sending files back and forth between Amsterdam and Münster with rather striking results. Their third single, As a Duo, came out this week, and it's one for all of you waiting for spring to finally and properly arrive. This is Nah with Apple Blossoms.
Something in my head. We've noticed we're no longer on the blooming side of life. We've lost our glow in places when the fruit was turning ripe. The stress of your smile transformed the coldness into warmth. It was this day when apple blossoms emphasized your charms. Then we started dreaming in the warm and breezy air.
Bubbles full of oxygen were floating in the air.
We've noticed we're no longer on the blooming side of life. We've lost our glow in places when the fruit was turning ripe.
The mistress of your smile transformed the coldness into warmth.
Lost your charms.
Apple Blossoms by Nah, and if you ever so much as remotely liked one of the songs we played on our show in the last months, you should keep an eye on singer Stella's excellent blog. It's called Fade Away Radiate and is a lovely way to discover new songs, especially in the dream pop and shoegaze genre. Our next song comes from the UK and fits in nicely with the last one, as it's also a 60s influenced boy-girl vocal affair. It comes from London music collective called Tugboat Captain. They've been around for a few years, and the latest of their numerous releases is either an uncharacteristically health-conscious guide to better living, or the singer's imagined exchange with the better half. Either way, here's Be Strong, Smoke Less by Tugboat Captain.
Be strong, smoke less, maybe you feel less depressed.
I've tried, but I need something to relax my mind.
Be strong, drink less, maybe you be less of a mess.
I've tried.
Captain there with Be Strong, Smoke Less, a piece of advice I'm going to thoroughly ignore as soon as the recording for this episode is finished. The next song we're going to play for you is something of a comeback. New York queer pop duo The Ballet are back. We last heard from them 6 years ago when Fortuna Pop released their excellent third album, I Blame Society. Now, after a lengthy silence, The Ballet have a new album ready, and judging by the first single, they pick up things pretty much exactly where they left them in 2013. Here's But I'm a Top by The Ballet.
Why?
inside I feel like a girl.
Single by The Ballet from New York, But I'm a Top. Their album is called Matchy Matchy and will be out in May on Fika Recordings of London. The last new track on today's episode of Emma's House Music comes from Seattle. Danny Rowland is the mastermind behind a dream pop band called Sea Pony, who achieved minor indie fame with three albums between 2011 and 2015. They announced their split after the third one, but came back 2 years ago without a comment, but with a rather brilliant new EP. As of now, it's unclear to us whether Sea Pony still exist, but Rowland had started to release his own home recordings under the moniker of Space Days in 2014. Back in February, Jigsaw Records released the second full-scale album by Space Days, and we're going to play a simple little ditty with an irresistibly catchy tune from that album. Just the way we like our songs. This is Look Into by Space Days.
When I saw you, I didn't know what to do. So I sat down, took my place on the drum. Could it be true, the apple of your eye? And then I knew that I had to try.
Forget the day I saw you. We do hope, dear listeners, that you have a person in your life you can say this to, as Space Days close our section of newish songs for this show. We started the episode with Going to Brighton, which is reason enough to end it with one of Brighton's finest. Our track from way back for today is 20 years old and it's from the debut album by Spearmint. Some of the band's members live in Brighton, and Brighton's also the place where their next album is currently being recorded. The band say it's their best yet. Well, I'd like to see for once a band going, well, our new album is okay, you know, but it's not quite as good as the last one we did. That doesn't happen, does it? Anyway, Spearmint are honest enough to admit that it seems like their best so far, but there's still some time and recording left to mess it up. We'll see about that, and in the meantime leave you for today with one of the many standout tracks from their debut A Week Away. We'll be away for a little more than a week, but are certain to come back with the next episode in May. Thank you for listening to this one. Please tune in again next time. Support the bands you've listened to on this episode by buying their music. Be safe and be nice.
I know nothing seems to excite you anymore. I know it feels like you've got nothing to look forward to. But it's okay. Everybody feels like that sometimes. It's just a phase we're going through, that's all. Put your coat on. We're going out. Your trip to America. We're going out. Put off your trip to work or wherever. We're going out.